In this week's Parshios, in the beginning of Parshas Metzora, we learn about Taras HaMetzora, and the Chumash describes a ritual that involves two birds. And Rashi explains why birds, because Taras, we know, Metzora is a bit of an acronym for Motzi Shemra, and Taras comes as a punishment for Lashon Hara. And birds, they're constantly chirping and chattering all the time, and therefore it's appropriate that reminds the fellow of the sin of Lashon Hara that he has to fix. So it's appropriate to use birds to be mitar him from Tumas Taras. So the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Shlomo Gansfried asks, why two birds then? Why isn't one bird enough to remind him of the chait of Lashon Hara? Why does he need two different birds? And the answer is a very fascinating idea. He says, birds, they're always chirping and chattering and talking to their friends, and wherever they go, they have what to say. And and we have to take one of those birds and send it away, al pnei hasadeh. Send that bird far away to take that chattering and Lashon Hara far away. He said, but that doesn't mean that one should become a hermit, that you shouldn't talk to people, that you should just be quiet and sedate and unfriendly and introverted all the time. No, there's two different kinds of speech. You can go around talking Lashon Hara and, you know, idle nonsense, or you can go around talking Torah and talking and trying to cheer people up and trying to be makar with people and trying to be friendly with people. And he says, therefore, we have to have two birds. One of them gets sent away for all the chattering all the time that's inappropriate. But we're telling a fellow, it doesn't mean you shouldn't go around talking to people. They say even the Chafetz Chaim that he wasn't a quiet fellow. He would always schmooze with people. He would always have what to talk to people about. He would just talk to them about Divrei Torah and not Lashon Hara. So one bird gets sent away, but the other bird says, Rav Shlomo Gansfried, no, that other bird, he gets sprinkled on the Metzora. His blood gets sprinkled on the Metzora. He goes into the Metzora to tell him, you should take half of the speaking, all the good things you should speak about to everyone in the world, but you should get rid of and send away the other half. This is actually also, this idea also is found in the Sefer called Shemin HaTov, to answer a famous question on the Medrash that every Mefarish in the world has an explanation of this Medrash. The famous Medrash Rabbah, that there was once a Rochel who was going around to all the different cities. And he came to a city and says, who wants to buy the elixir of life, the Samad Chaya? And everyone ran after him. And so there was an Amora, Rabbi Yanai, who says, I want to buy it. Come to me, I want to buy it. The guy says, no, it's not for you. Not any pressure that he really wanted to buy it. And he says, he took out a Tehillim, showed him what's the elixir of life. The elixir of life is hence the name of the Sefer, of course, Chafetz Chaim, about being careful with your speech. And, okay, that's a cute story. Then the Medrash concludes the story by saying, Rabbi Yanai says, my whole life I knew that pasuk. It's not like Rabbi Yanai didn't know Sefer Tehillim. My whole life I knew this pasuk, but I never understood this. I never understood this pasuk until now when this Rochel, this peddler, taught me. So everyone wonders, what did the peddler teach him? He didn't give any pshat. He just told him the pasuk. Like, HaChafetz Chaim is an elixir of life. Like, he just told him over the pasuk. What did this Rochel add to him that he didn't yet know? Okay. The number of Sfarim there are in this base medrash, the number of Pshatim there are in this medrash. But in the Shemin HaTov, he says, no, what's a Rochel? A Rochel is a Lashon of Rechilos. Rashi says, a Rochel, Lashon of Rechilos for a Rochel. A Rochel is someone who goes all around talking to everyone. A Rochel is normally someone who's a peddler, going all around. What does a peddler do? He goes all around and he talks Lashon Hara and he tells everyone about what everyone else is going on because he knows everyone's business. So, he even suggests Rav Yanai, he didn't follow the crowd. The whole crowd was following his peddler. He stayed and he called the peddler into him. This Rochel is going around, hacking up the whole crowd. And Rabbi Yanai was staying home. He didn't want to be with the whole crowd. Rabbi Yanai assumed until he met this Rochel that to be a proper Jew, to be a good Jew, to avoid Lashon Hara means you don't go with the crowd and you stay home when there's a big crowd going on, when there's a big social event. You stay home and you don't attend because you're afraid of getting sucked into Lashon Hara. And a Rochel is Rechilas. And what did he see? This Rochel used Davka, the power of Rechilas. What's the power? What does that Rochel do? He knows what's going on, and everyone's curious. He gets them into it. He makes a little suspense, and then he gives a nice tidbit. That's exactly what this Rochel did. He got everyone in suspense. He said, I came from someplace. I have all kinds of cool things. I have all kinds of knowledge. You want in. You want to be part of the in crowd. And it was the elixir of life. But instead of using that for Lashon Hara, the Rochel used it to teach people the message of Nitzor Lashon Chimura Sosech Mindabar Mirma, Sur Me Rava Aseitov, Bakei Shalom V'Radfeyu. The Rochel didn't just stopping a Rochel and avoid talking to people and not make fights between people and not make fights between man and wife and neighbor. Rather, he's Bakei Shalom V'Radfeyu. He used those same social skills to give people the message of life and the message of Musar and to Ebi Marva Shalom Ba'olam. And that's where Yanai realized from this peddler that yes, we have to do our utmost to avoid Lashon Hara, but that doesn't mean that we have to become antisocial. It means that whatever skill we might have for telling Lashon Hara and whatever attributes and talents and social skills we have for telling Lashon Hara, we have to figure out how to use those to, instead of bringing people apart from one another, how to bring people together, and instead of transmitting the wrong values, how to use those skills to transmit the right values for someone, transmit the right values to Am Yisrael. And the interesting, or Shlomo Gansfried points out, it says Torah 5 times in the beginning of Parshas Metzora. He says, why? We're telling the Metzora, okay, you have a lot to say. Instead of saying Lashon Hara, there are 5 books of the Torah. Spread the words of Torah, and Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zoche, not only to be Nitzor Lashon Chameira, Usvasecha Midaber Mirma, to avoid Lashon Hara, but to be Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu, and Ein Shalom El Shalom, and Ein Shalom El Torah, and of course Ein Shalom El Shalom as well, to spread Shalom and goodness and proper Midos and Torah knowledge, Mirtz Hashem, among Klal Yisrael.